7 minutes past 8 o'clock. And you know that this Sunday, Bolito is going to be celebrating with us our 21 years of media with a marvelous event at Holler Trail Sugar Rush Park. It's the Fun Run, the 5 kilometer or the 8.8 for 88 FM or the 15 kilometer route you choose. Either way, we'll look after you in fine style. And then once you have done that torture, you've done the run and you're back and you're happy. Well, there's lots of fun and excitement at the trailhead or at Sugar Rush Park. And to talk about it this morning, Andrea Kruger has popped in. Welcome to you. Nice to have you on the morning show.
Thank you, Dave. Nice to meet you.
And here we go with a fabulous idea that has become a reality. And now it's just literally days away, moments away, so close you can touch it. And you're involved in markets. That's an interesting profession.
Yes, I am.
How did you become involved in markets?
It was just after COVID, and I just, you know, took a chance. It was the first time I've ever done it, so I approached a few places. I actually had approached Sugar Rush Park first, and that's how we got the name Sugar Market. And then it wasn't the right time for them, so I went to Salt Rock Country Club and kept the name. So I've since then done, I also host Salt Rock Farmers Market every Thursday morning. And now recently we've started the Sugar Market back up, a farmer's edition.
A farmer, so this will be happening in conjunction with the run.
Yes.
And the additional bits and pieces that we have going with that. So it's going to be a real fair because you've got your market and then we've got all the additional various players and displayers and a hell of a lot of people coming to take part. So it should be a really bumper affair. What have you got on your
market?
It's
going to be such a fun day. We've got Cindy's Vegetables, so you can get all your fresh fruits and veggies for the evening. We've got Duncan, who from Pizza and Stuff. He does beautiful little 20-centimeter pizzas for the kids. Then we've got Lemonicious. They do beautiful lemonade stand. Banana breads, sauces.
So it's mostly foods and drinks.
Mostly foodies and drinks, yeah.
Okay, and yeah. Very good for you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Very good for you. And generally speaking, how have you found the market business? I know that people are looking for experience. Generally speaking, it's so much more exciting than going to a kind of boring old, you know, supermarket. And
absolutely.
There are individual quirks at any market. What makes them interesting?
The people.
And how do you choose who to display or who to feature?
Well, it's mostly I'm looking for people who are, you know, have a passion about their product. I'm looking for people who, like, make their own products, self-made, preferably foodie vibes, because we've got enough other craft markets around. So I do try and focus on the foodie side, although there are one or two crafts that slip in. But, just people who are passionate about their products.
So they can tell a bit of a story. And
absolutely.
Then there is that wonderful old world
100%.
Experience of getting close, up close and personal to the purveyor of what hopefully they might have made or grown or produced.
Exactly.
With love and attention and organically preserved. You see, that's the thing we're talking about these days.
100%.
If you can find good quality ingredients in prepared jams and breads and cakes and things, then you know that it's better for you than, you know, the mass market stuff. And then when it comes to the fresh and fabulous, or the raw and organic, there's where the gold standard lies.
100%.
Do you find, though, that in this modern age of online click and demand, that people are reticent to come out? Or is that, in fact, the other way around? Are people more keen to come out now?
I think people are definitely more keen to come out. They love the outside experiences. They love talking to the vendors. You know, we get quite a nice variety of people who come through, who support every single week. We've got our regulars. They just enjoy the communication, the, being around
feeling,
people, you know what I mean?
The feeling of community.
Absolutely. The community is such a big point.
And that's what has, in our modern fast society, become a little bit lacking. we have neighbors we don't know, we don't want to know, we don't we just, you know, we isolate ourselves. People are lonely, generally speaking. So Absolutely. These experiences are precious and wonderful. For anyone listening that has a hobby that they would like to turn into a side hustle by joining your market, what do they need to do?
So basically, my suggestion is know your product and have a good quality product. If you can contact us, and I'm happy to guide you to start a little business. There's a new little farmer from Stanga. Her name is Lelo. She is literally just starting up, and I'm happy to guide her, like, in terms of creating her labels and things like that. So I like helping people build their businesses. I've had a couple vendors who've started at my markets and now have their own shops.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a mentorship as well. But it is a business, and it's a serious one. So what is the process if I wanted to apply to be a vendor at one of your markets?
So they can contact me via social media or via email. And
give us the details, because this is going up as a podcast.
No problem. So for Salt Rock Farmers Market, every Thursday, you can contact us on either via Salt Rock Farmers Market on Facebook, Instagram, or saltrockfarmersmarket@gmail.com. And then for Sugar Market, it's the same, sugarmarket@gmail.com or Sugar Market Farmers Edition on Facebook or Instagram.
Okay, I think we've got to get you on Bolito Connect as well. We'll have a chat after
awesome.
The show. We just need you to sign a code of conduct.
Sure
do. Ah, because we only deal with the best. I'm
Thank
sure you.
You
fall into that category, which is great. So Sunday, this coming Sunday, is going to be fabulous, because there's the Sugar Market, your Sugar Market, with lots and lots of vendors and fabulous products to enjoy. And then, of course, that's going to be augmented by those that are coming to the Fun Run with their displays and their particular additional crafts and goodies. And whoa, it's going to be such fun. And a good time is guaranteed. But you, if you want to enter this marvelous Fun Run, and I suggest that you do, because not only is it, you know, it's good to have done the event and been part of, but the goodie bag gives you so much value. I mean, you go figure. You get a free pizza, a voucher for a free pizza in every goodie bag. Now, you consider what a pizza costs. What is a pizza cost? Nice one. About $180?
Yeah.
Yeah? That's the entry fee for the run.
Oh, that's
so you're
amazing.
Getting already value. But then you've got a great running shirt, very top quality running shirt. That's worth hundreds of rands. And then you've got a cap, and you've got all sorts of other vouchers and things. So why do I say you have to? It's no-brainer, even if you don't run or walk.
Just come and be part of the fun.
Just enter at racepass.com or pop into the studio. We've got these little handheld machines. We'll scan your card, and away you go. You'll be entered. You'll be guaranteed a goodie bag, and we will see you on Sunday for the Sugar Market and a Fun Run. My very special guest, Andrea Kruger. This will be up as a podcast, by the way, so you don't have to worry about remembering the details, how to contact Andrea. If you want to start your little business, your side hustle, becoming a business, becoming an enterprise, you could start it as easily as just contacting Andrea. She'll show you the ropes. Thanks for joining me on The Morning Show, Andrea.
Thank you so much, Dave. Really appreciate you having me.
And The Morning Show continues.